kiss. A rainbow of colors flashed by. Peter's children behind as he spun round the turn. And I wondered just where he would fly.
Woof, woof, woof. Three woofs for the non-chasers. Episode 58, the crowd's in pandemonium all celebrating. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. In episode 58, as I said, I'm joined by the wonderful asterisk sometimes, Andrew Gunner. How are you, mate?
I'll take most of that. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, mate. Not bad, not bad. And Kenny. Kenny White. We've figured out the man's surname. Kenny, welcome.
Well, how's it going?
Very well. Very well, Kenny. Now, where's your other half that you slumbered over here from Ireland? Where's he?
we've a non-runner today. I think he's dying of embarrassment after tipping up Fantastic Yankee last week.
Mate, he's been responding to the messages all week saying I'll be down. I'm chomping at the bit to get down and talking to the microphone again at the non-chasers, and he just doesn't turn up.
Yeah, what actually happened was you sent him a message saying you're going to be half an hour late, and he just grabbed his jacket and left.
Did he? what time was he in this morning? Did he?
Early.
What's early up on level 16?
I think he said 6:30. So
what is he in to cover the Daytona races or something like
that? Yeah, even before then, mate. He's just the back end of the Monmore bags.
You Irish lot of strange creatures at the best.
Well,
of time.
Kenny came around to my desk and he had the chuckles up about some of the things that Paddy had punted on for Saturday night at Cannington.
Spill the beans, tell us.
Then walked 30 paces down to Paddy's desk to tell him, and I think he cracked the brace and bits, and that's why he left.
Oh. No, poor good. Bastard. Has he hasn't really got his finger on the pulse yet? Is that the issue?
No, he's doing fine, but I think he's just one or two blunders, which is less than me, in all honesty. So.
Well, he could have come down here and had it out live on the non-chasers.
He did just go home and... Didn't he tip up a double-figure winner last week on the podcast?
Yeah, I think it was double figures. In fairness, it was double figures early on. It went off $9.50.
Oh, okay.
Blastoise dog?
Yeah, Blastoise, yeah.
In his defense.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Not a bad debut.
You can make a few blunders, but if you're tipping winners, and especially in double figures down here, at the non-chasers, then you're welcome back any time. So, Paddy, mate, it's a shame you're not here, but I'll hold up the name for you.
No, you're Patty. He's Paddy.
He's Paddy, and I'm Paddy. A little bit on it today, Gunner.
Yeah, lots of tidbits today.
A couple of little tidbits here and there. We've got a guest.
Yep. The biggest guest from the West.
We've had him before, the guest from the West, Peter O'Neill. The voice.
Oh, don't spoil it.
No, I can spoil
now
it.
You have.
No, we'll have. Well, the name of the show is going to be called Peter O'Neill, so that might spoil it. But Peter O'Neill joins us shortly to talk.
As the sun sets over the Indian
Ocean.
That's
right, to talk the Cannington Sprint and Distance National Finals. Mm-hmm. First time it's gone there, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Okay. Would have been there before, I'm sure, at some point. But anyway.
Cannington, mate, lovely part of the world. Can you spell it?
Yeah, C-A-double-N and the rest.
Nervy times. So Peter Neal on the phone. We'll ask him a few questions. Boys, saw a tweet that came across my desk. It's doing the rounds at the moment. It says, tell the scariest story you can in just four words. I'm going to put you on the spot. Question without notice. You got a little greyhound story in just four words for me, Gunner?
Yeah, when you're back a winner and then the four words that come through after that, declared a no race.
Oh, I wouldn't want to have that. How about you, Kenny, mate? You got a little four-word greyhound story for me, mate, which would be very scary.
It won't be as effective because Paddy's not here, but I'm going to say betting on Fantastic Yankee.
Oh, he just gives it a little drive-by.
Oh, mate.
I like it. Well, I've got one here and it's sort of... goes across both thoroughbreds and greyhound, but if your greyhound gets loaded in the box, but then you hear undergoing a vet's check.
Yeah, that's not a good one, is it?
It's a nervy one, makes me very scared. I like that. You know what? I'm going to ask Peter O'Neill that question as well, see if he can
put him on the spot,
muster up anything in just four lovely words.
I think his might be, it is a Victorian.
Ooh.
He's very patriotic.
He is. Imagine getting him over here live.
Might be a chance Melbourne Cup week. I think he does come over regularly for the Melbourne Cup. I think he calls a couple of races on Melbourne Cup night, so we might put him on the spot.
That's very good. Speaking of Melbourne Cup, you told me off air you got a little message from a friend of yours. 100 sleeps to the Melbourne Cup. Ding, 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 ding.
Someone down there at Sandown.
Warm under the table, doesn't it, Gunner? It gets you a little bit
does
excited.
Does rise a couple of inches. Mick Floyd got in my ear today saying it's only 100 more sleeps to the Melbourne Cup, so he's very excited. He's got the stocking out early.
It's just a segue after segue, because that leads me to the next thing. Race the dog competition.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne Cup, it's 100 nights away. Now, that puts a little reminder into my head that I need to get in touch with the team down there. But
I'll say you haven't actually done anything yet. No great surprise there.
I have. Race the dog competition, you run about 200 metres. The dog will run 5:25. Run the full lap and a bit at Sandown. If you can beat the dog, $2,000 in your Skyrocket. You get to join the boys on an outside broadcast of the non-chasers. Very exciting. I mean, it's a greyhound lover's dream to be involved in this show, Australia's favourite greyhound podcast.
Allegedly.
Eclipsing you off your leashes and all of those. No, very good shows, everyone that's out there. So get involved on the Twitter, on the socials, however you like to get involved. Maybe don't sort of go into our personal Instagram pages and screen record videos and then tweet us, because that's weird. I like that. That's fun. And get involved.
It's all about engagement, isn't it?
That's right. Get involved in the conversation, Gunner.
Yeah, there's a few that have been getting involved and
then
clipping
you
me.
Put your hat in the ring to race a dog.
Yep.
How good.
Excellent.
There's a story you tell your grandkids, mate. Remember the time I won $2,000 because I bet a greyhound in the last stride? Imagine if you got headed by the greyhound and you clawed back and won.
It's not the thing I want to see. I still want to see the greyhound turning on the individual and perhaps taking it out underneath the knees. If we can get one of those greyhounds, that'd be sensational.
That would be fantastic. Show me the money last week. How'd we go? How'd Paddy go, the man who can't defend himself?
Oh, his was a sick beat. So I can't remember which dog his was at Angle Park, but it led for 514 metres and got nabbed and done by a nose. It was the sickest of sick beats.
And that's why he's not here today. Well done, Paddy. Kenny, how'd you go, mate, last week? What did you put up on the pedestal and how'd you go?
It was a dog called Molfetta Bone that's still running. It's away from the traps and just never got involved.
No dice. Gunner, my friend?
Jella Jet. No good over the distance. Yeah. First time around.
We've had three big fat bam bow.
Yep. What was yours?
Sort of leaning on you.
It was It's a Riot.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It won. There you go, Paddy.
Ding, ding, ding. Mate, little celebrations, mate.
I'm surprised we didn't hear about that on Wednesday night.
Full strength.
Usually it doesn't take him long.
I knew exactly, mate, that I was the winner. So, you know, boys, just listening to me.
Very nice work from you.
Jeez,
you were Stewie Jew, though.
Well, it's nice. I dare say we might have to go back to the books and have a look at that.
Old favourite Scar Shagan finds one.
Just clangs me up the leaderboard.
In fairness, he just followed me. And like I mentioned the dog, and I just was like, that's my dog this week.
That's what he does every week.
It's a pretty simple game, isn't it? That's what you got to do. Hey, money back special races we will touch on. But I think right now we just get on the blow to our man. Why waste any more time? Let's speak to Peter O'Neill, the voice of the West. Andrew Gunner, it's that time of the week. Peter O'Neill. The last time we got him on the show, Peter O'Neill,
we had less technical difficulties.
We did have less technical difficulties. Don't talk about the war, but it was the most listened non-chasers to of all time. So we thought when the national finals rolled into Cannington, why not get the great man, the man behind the microphone there at Cannington Racecourse. Peter O'Neill is on the line live from Perth. How are you, Pete?
Yeah, very good, boys. Good afternoon or good evening to you. Looking forward to the Croc Media Nationals, the 40th anniversary of the Nationals coming back to Perth. We first held it at Cannington back in 1979, and this year we welcome our Kiwi friends from across the ditch.
Ooh, look at that.
See, this is what Pete brings, mate.
He just rolls in and goes, bang, gives us a little synopsis of what's going on.
Far too polished, Pete, so just tone it down a little bit, mate. Nice. I'm sure if you've listened to this show before, we don't bring that sort of credibility, so just tone it down, mate.
Nice of you to bid us a lovely evening. Have you just woken up over there, Pete?
I have just woken up, and all the family and friends will be listening in because they want to know whether or not you are going to be putting up another benefit for them where they can actually hear O'Neill say the handlers can do no more now.
Ooh, I like it, Pete. I like it. Putting the pressure on the corporate bookmakers. I like it.
Well, you've spoken to the right person because Andrew Gunner will go straight up to his desk and he will fire that up. Pete, without further ado, mate, let's get stuck into it. Cannington Race 4. Over in the east, it's jumping at 10:12 at night, but for you guys, a much more enjoyable and palatable time. We'll let you do your business, mate. What do you think of the race?
Well, of course, Tornado Tears is a short price favourite. He's made 9 Group 1 finals. It's interesting that he won his first 4 and he hasn't won his last 5. He ran second. Of course, last time he was across here in Perth in the Group 1 Galaxy when I came on and said that he could fall over and still win. Well, he just failed to run down the leader. Whether he'll be able to make amends this week. He trialled last week. He broke the 600-metre track record in a solo trial. We know how quick he is. It's just depending on whether or not he jumps and where he finishes up going into that first corner. There is a little bit of speed underneath of him, and it'll make it very interesting. I'm putting him on top, though. I think you have to, Batman. He's won over $700,000 in stake money. We're hoping that the WA runner, Reedy's runner, can be really competitive. But if Tornado Tears jumps, lands on the arm, it'll just be lengths and margins. Thanks, Judge.
Have you got a little special in line for the listeners? You had quite a memorable quote during your call of the staying race over there earlier in the year, Pete. Have you got something special lined up?
Well, his heat win was fantastic for me because he jumped well and I could use to throw in a couple of Robin calls. But when he didn't jump in the final, it sort of made me start to question what was going to happen, and it really put me under a fair bit of pressure. But, there will certainly be something put in there. He's an absolute superstar, and I'm sure that we'll hear the Robin terminology of, jump in the Batmobile, Robin. Batman, what are we going to do right now? But let's hope he jumps to the front, and then we'll have to be able to have a bit of fun.
I like it. And if I'm an exotics player, Pete, what do you reckon I throw my money at in the distance final?
Okay, well, Veloce Nero, Fernando Barr won the sprint in 2015 and Chicadesca Takata the sprint at Cannington in 2014. So they mated the two. They came up with Veloce Nero, who's drawn box number 2 for New South Wales trainer Johnny Finn. I think that she'll be playing a major part in the race. I think Miss Jinjin can also be there with Rudy's runner. And Rajasthan, a greyhound who won the Sandown Cup earlier in the year, started the fairly long odds in his final behind Tornado Tears in the Victorian final. He's a greyhound that's won over $260,000 in stake money, and I think he'll be able to run into the top 4 as well. So you'll be putting the numbers around Tornado Tears of 2, 3, 4, and 7, but we're all hoping that Batman can take out the all-new SEN at National Distance Championship final. Have you ever heard of a longer name of a race than that?
I don't think I have. Well, you mentioned Rajasthan there. Now, it won the Sandown Cup, the richest staying greyhound race on the planet, am I right in saying, Gunner?
Yes.
On the planet. How much does the winner bank in the national distance final, Pete?
So the national distance final, $112,000 in stake money, $75,000 to the winner.
Ooh, that'd be a nice little King's Bunsen. Kenny's eyes just light up when he says that. Let's talk the sprint final, Pete, the Croc Media, race 6 on the card over there at Cannington.
Well, Black Opium's made 4 Group 1 finals, ran second in the Melbourne Cup, second in the Tim League, second in the Brisbane Cup. Kenny broke through for his first Group 1 victory. He's won over $384,000 in stake money. He's trained by the master, Jason Thompson. He represents Victoria. I'm just questionable on whether or not he can handle the pressure from Premium Share and Good Odds Harada trialled here on Tuesday. Went some flying sections, 5:37 first split. Western Albion couldn't go that quick. 18:13 didn't go past the. It pulled up at the 520. That's where the boxes. That's where the trainer Frank Hurst wanted him to pull up onto the arm there. So he went some extremely quick sectionals. If he shows that sort of speed, 5:37 first split. Black Opium went 5:53 on the same night. So there's two or three lengths difference there. Good Odds Harada might be able to lead. I thought Black Opium and Premium Share were the two that would be able to get across. Now that we've got the scratching of Orson Allen and Ebby Lamar, it brings into the race Campini and Starlight Yo-Yo. Campini in pre-post betting is, I think, the third favourite. He's a greyhound that likes inside draws. At this stage, he's got boxes 6 or 8. Will there be another scratching? There was talk earlier in the week that Hello Rhonda from Tasmania, there was a question mark, did trial here on Tuesday. Everything seemed to be okay with her. But I think Campini really comes into the race now because of the speed of 3, 4, and 5, Good Odds Harada, Black Opium, Premium Share. If he can get across from 6 or 8, which is where he's going to currently draw, that box draw will be done on Saturday morning, then if he finds the fence, he'd a very, very quick greyhound. He has gone 29.43 and certainly has to be put in the mix. But at this stage, I'm tipping Premium Share to go back-to-back after Western Australia won the national sprint last year with West on Augie. I've put Black Opium in to run second again ahead of Good Odds Arada and Campini because of the fact I'm not quite sure where he's going to exit. I'll put him in for fourth at this stage.
Very nice. You say it so well, Pete. Now, Orson Allen obviously retired to stud. Is it a shame you won't see the champ over in WA?
It certainly is. He won the Group 1 Perth Cup earlier in the year. He'd only had the two-star here. He went 29.32 when flying for Corey Grenfell, but he'll be very, very popular when he goes to stud. I think he earned over $620,000 in stake money. It's just a shame that he pulled up sore after finishing fifth behind Black Opium in the Victorian Sprint Final. He's a very, very talented chaser. Like when I was over in Ireland recently and I saw some very talented hurling experts at Kilkenny, which you boys would be well aware of. And Orson Allen, I think, will do very, very well at stud.
Very good, Pete. What sort of fun and festivities might patrons experience on course at Cannington on Saturday night?
Well, of course, there's the buffet, and this week they're putting up the price of the buffet. They're bringing in seafood fresh from Cottesloe Beach and down at Port Coogee where the sun sets.
A great white shark. stuffed with surf.
A great white shark.
Very nice. So the seafood banquet down there at Cannington, the cool, crispy air. Very nice.
And we've even for the kids, we've even built a sand pit, which is remarkable that in 2019 we can build a sand pit on a greyhound track and we'll be able to let the kids play in the sand.
Oh, I love it. I was hoping the jumping castle might have made an appearance, but the sand pit wins it over for me, Pete. So excellent stuff. Mate, before we let you go, we've been having a little bit of fun on the show and we've been saying our toughest greyhound stories in four words only. Do you reckon if I could put you on the spot, you can tell me your toughest greyhound story using only four words? Gunner has an example. What was yours, Gunner?
Yeah, so mine, Pete, was when you back a winner and then it comes through with declared a no race.
And mine, Pete, was taking a vet check. What have you got for us, Pete?
That's a very difficult one, putting me on the spot like that. I wouldn't even be able to think of what I could come up with. I did call a greyhound race once where the name came out wrong, but I can't even think of the greyhound's name at the moment. So I'll have to draw a blank. I apologise.
Name came out wrong is four words. So you've done it. You've done it, Pete. Well done. Very good, Pete. That's all, mate. We'll love you and leave you. Thank you so much for coming on the Non-Chasers. We've had a bit of fun and best of luck with the call on Saturday night, mate. The whole nation will be watching. Don't want to put you put the pressure on, but all the best.
Good on you, boys. Stay tuned and good luck to all the states that are representing and looking forward to having the Kiwis across in town as well.
Very well said, Pete.
Cheers, Pete. Nice little Pete O'Neill, just very well researched man.
Yes.
You get the idea. I get the feeling he rocks up to Cannington. He's wearing a suit. You'd be able to sort of set the time to his haircut, I imagine. And he'd roll in there and he would just be the boss of Cannington. Very exciting news about the sand pit as well.
Yeah, kids will love it.
I like that.
Yep.
Shame we couldn't quite get the...
Dodge the nuggets.
Yeah, we couldn't quite get the inflatable bouncing jumping castle up there. But maybe next time, Cannington, if you're listening. Kenny, you've been chewing my arm off here to give us your take on the Cannington National Sprint and Distance Finals that are racing at Cannington on Saturday night. Without further ado, mate, what have you got for us? An Irish take.
Yeah, well, for the distance, I'm on the same boat as Peter. Like, I'm finding it very hard to see Tornado Tears get beat. But for the sprint race, there's a bit of a shake-up in the betting over the last 24 hours, just with some trials last night. Trap 8 came out there, as Pete said. If Campini goes into box 6, we'll not know until Saturday morning. He can cause serious trouble for Premium Share. So that might shake things up for Black Opium. The Good Odds for Ratadog did a serious trial there midweek. If he can come out like that again, do that kind of split, it can win this race, but I can't see it. But just sort of shake up in the race and Campini coming in, I think he's the best dog in WA at the minute, and I'm going to go for him.
Very nice. Has there been some stuff that you'll be able to tell us? Has there been any big plays, just looking behind the book here in this race from a trader's point of view? Anything you've seen whilst you're looking at it?
Yeah, well, Dana Dave, I think there was big doubts over him coming over from New Zealand. I don't think he was really fancied to come into play in the race.
Mm.
But he came out and did 29.64 in a trial there the other night. I think he's gone from like $30 into like $10 now or something like that. So,
but we don't give our Tasmanian Power's much of a chance, do we?
No, Tasmanian ranks a little bit weak.
They're going to have Mystic Journey at the moment, but the Greyhounds probably aren't drinking the same water at the moment.
Well, I think PK Can missed the boat a little bit. It was a dog that could have measured up to the top grade, but they wanted to keep it at home. So,
and look what happens.
Mm.
Look what happens. The sprint final, you got a little take on that. Kenwa?
Yeah, like
sorry,
I said.
Sorry, you'd have said Campini. That. My bad. The distance.
I find it really hard to see Tornado Tears get beat. He's done a really good trial. He's got the track record there.
Have it.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Get on.
Get on. I like it. Ding, ding, ding. Gunner, money back special.
Yes.
I'm going to cut you off and not let you talk Cannington, as Pete O'Neill and Kenny have done it.
All right. Well, I'll just give you the tips quickly. I'm just going to go Rajasthan in the distance.
You like Rajasthan.
And Black Opium in the sprint.
Very good. Okay, let's talk your money back special races on Thursday night at Sandown. Do you know what the promotion is, Andrew?
Races 1-4. If your selection runs second or third, get $50 back in bonus bets.
Oh, how good is that? Second or third?
Up to $50.
Up to $50 back. No limit on the field. You can have a six dog race, and if you come third, you still get your money back.
Yep.
How good's that? Safety net, and you just don't get that anywhere else, do you? Gunner.
Nah.
All right. Race one.
Philadelphia Pip.
It's your favourite, $2.60. Yeah, Arlie Bale, $3.70. Route 66, $4.80. Miss Bellawood, $6.50. Push, $7.50. Vigorous, $7.50. Lily Potter, $34. I'm trying to speak like Petter O'Neill. Gunner.
Philadelphia Pip, $2.30. Should lead this easily. Beaten by narrow margins, past couple, and dual win. So I think she's getting home.
Very good. All right, race two. My friend Keith, Alex Keith, for the Adelaide Crows. Where's number 42? $3.50. Mod Squad, $4. Poppy Talk, $4.20. Madame Rosmerta, $5.50. Starry's Lad, $6.50. Princess Pulse, $13. Sam DeKeats, $20. Bones and Zanisha Bales, $20. Fairly open this race too. I'm very glad that I've got the little second or third bonus bet return safety net.
Keith in number 5 has shown explosive speed from inside draws, but has really struggled when drawn away from the rail, so I'm staying clear of it in this one. I think Mod Squad in box 3 could hold the rail early, probably won't lead, but think it'll get that inside position and be hard to catch once it finds the lead.
Very nice. Race 3, Avalanche for Jason Thompson. Now he'll watch this thing run around at $1.55 and then I imagine jump on the red eye and head to Perth. Sorry, not you don't go to Perth on the red eye, you'd catch that back, but he'll go to Perth. I've stepped over
travel aside.
I've stepped over my own stumps just trying to be smart, and it hasn't worked. Songs and Stories, $4.20. Webleck Eagle, $8.50. Miss Potential, $9.50. Martell, $11. Webleck Spice, $16. Bunning Snag, $19. Only the singular Bunning Snag. And then Buddy's Entity, $67. Write your own ticket.
Avalanche in number 1 is definitely above average. It's not dynamite early, but stays pretty close to the rail, and it's got a really powerful burst late, particularly once it hits the straight for the second time around. Songs and Stories, another dog with promising form. Awkward map for it, but the money back special play in this one is the show me the money tip, Miss Potential. I think it leads. I think she'll definitely run top 3, so at double figures, that'd be my play for the money back special.
Nice one. All right, race 4. Hooked on Scotch, also a Jason Thompson runner. Mm-hmm. He's been a busy man, hasn't he?
Yep.
$1.28, probably wins. Roper River Jack.
Do you know where Roper River is?
No, where is it?
In the NT.
Do you know where Roper River is, Kenny?
In the NT, Darwin, I don't know.
No, not quite Darwin, but yeah. It's,
have you got a little story about Roper River, have you?
No, but the freshwater crocodiles in Roper River, right, they stay down underneath the water. And
that's generally where crocodiles do lurk.
Well, they live on the sand as well, on the banks. But when the bats come down at night time to have a drink, the freshwater crocs just stay there and they eat the bats out of the sky. It's extraordinary.
Out of the sky?
Out of the sky.
What do you mean? So they just...
The bats come down for water on the surface and then the freshwater crocs just pop out the top and eat them.
And get them.
Yep.
So it's almost like a reverse strike.
What?
You know how a bird normally goes and... Dives into the water
for a fish.
It's like a reverse bird strike on a bat.
Yep, it's
so that's Roper River, isn't it?
That's Roper River.
That has inspired me to get to Roper River.
That'd be good to watch.
Arbor River Jake 550 submission 11 Kerno Kate 16 buck Gladiator 19 Weblex Smoke 21. A lot of Weblex going around at the moment.
Yeah,
what's the story there?
Generally, out of the Jeff Britton and Angela Langton camp, all the Weblex.
Weblex. Where are all our bales these days?
There's still plenty of bales and diners getting around.
There's not enough for my liking. Back when I was a young, every race used to be a bale.
Well, Andrea Daly's just won the Metro and Provincial Trainer of the Year in Victoria, so I'm tipping there's a few going around for her.
Nah, there's not.
There's a dog favourite for the Irish Derby called Magical Bill.
Oh, there you go.
He can't come here and just put me back in my place like that. What says goes? Weblex Smoke 21, Sheriff Max 31, Mod Squad 41, Web Black. There we go again at 41 in the French flag. And Donald's out, $46. Last race, you get your money back special.
You finished?
Yeah.
I'm combining my segments here because it's an MBS special race, but it's also a boom dog, so you can put my favourite little Ooh. Sound in there.
What's that?
It's the dog that's named after your mum, Hooked on Scotch. This dog at Sandown on Sunday, it ran...
My mum doesn't like scotch.
Huh? Well, how'd she get hooked on it? Anyway, at Sandown on Sunday, this dog burnt the track. The track was wet, but sparks were flying. This dog ran 29.09, which is just absolutely electric. Off not a 5.09 first split, which is good, but not completely outstanding. So the run home time was ridiculous. You'd have to think that if this dog stays sound, it'll be playing a part in Melbourne Cup coming up.
Very
no
nice.
Surprise to see it in the Thompson Kennel. They've always got a superstar they getting do. Around, and this might be the next one.
And we went down and saw him.
Hooked on Scotch?
Yeah.
Not sure we did. Anyway.
Why not?
I can't tip against it in this one. The lure driver was very impressed with this one. Ace Ventura expletives came out afterwards.
Holy testicle Tuesday!
What are you talking about?
I'll get to
just
that
get
later.
Get on with the bloody analysis of the race. Kenny's here falling asleep. I'm here wearing a stupid hat on my head because I've had to look around the studio and try and find something to entertain me.
So Roper River Jake, don't think it'll be winning this one.
Have you got a story about Roper River, mate? Going on?
Keep an eye on it because it's definitely got a future, and I think it'll be featuring towards the end of the year as well.
You done?
Are you done with asking ridiculous questions about bales and diners and all that sort of stuff?
We'll be back to wrap it up. All right, boys. Home straight. Home straight. You're in. Great to hear from Peter O'Neill, Gunner. He's a great man, isn't he?
He is a great man.
I'm not sure what you're slinging him on the side just to continuously get the
mate,
voice
you
of
have
the
to
West
process the sling, so you've got exactly an idea of what I'm talking about.
Nah, mate. It is nice to hear the dulcet tones of the Wizard of the West.
I thought that was Willie Pike.
No, well, Willie Pike is...
The guest from the West.
Yeah, Willie Pike couldn't hit a barn door at the moment, mate.
In terms of greyhounds, I know who I'm having on the show. Pete O'Neill, 8 days a week.
Pete O'Neill.
And twice on Sundays.
Three times on Sundays. Hey, let's wrap it up with a very, very special edition of the Schmacko's Beef Stoop Strips. Schmacko's non-chasers quiz.
As that microphone recovers from a drowning.
Boys.
Imagine if Kenny Callender did the intro for that. Jeez, need an umbrella.
Schmacko's Beef Strip Quiz.
Why is every word got an issue in its name? Do you think it's your shit up?
Fast and loose, baby, fast and loose. All right. Kenny, you know how this works, don't you, mate?
We're getting familiar with
this. We're getting familiar with it. Can I just hear your buzzer, please?
Kenny.
Kenny. Gunner, can I hear your buzzer, please?
Rhino.
Can you please roll in a Kenny Callender voice for the quiz?
Yes, Penny, I would love to do that for you. It'll be a super special.
Back Schmacko's Beef Strip Quiz.
And I changed my buzzer to Super Snooper.
Oh, please, let's just get to the end. All right, question number one. How many ears does 17 greyhounds have?
Super Snooper, 34, old son.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, question two, 1-0 to Gunner. Who won
/ Kenny.
The 2018 Melbourne Cup?
Super Snooper. My Redeemer from box number one.
That's not correct. The question was who won the 2008 Melbourne Cup for the Thoroughbreds.
You bud. Super Snooper.
What?
Crush counter.
Well done. Kenny, I set that one up for you, mate.
I'm going to leave him to that. I cannot compete with this. I just can't compete.
All right. If you... Question three. True or false? Peter O'Neill was a former Prime Minister.
Super Snooper. No.
You should be able to get it.
Damn it, it's the answer with the S's in it.
Kenny, true or false, Peter O'Neill was a former Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea.
You're kidding me.
Just give me the answer, Kenny.
I've been laughing so hard, I actually can't remember what I said, but I'm going to say true.
Yes, he was a former Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea.
How they manage that?
I don't know, but good things come to those who Google Peter O'Neill.
He's a great Gaelic footballer as well.
Question four. Where would you find the masseter on a greyhound?
Super Snooper. In its back?
No.
What?
The masseter. M-A-S-S-E-T-E-R.
Teal?
No.
Super Snooper, somewhere in the pool.
No.
Kenny, have a stab, mate. Just guess somewhere. It's not the paw. It's not the back. It's not the tail.
In his head?
Yes. To all.
I thought this was going to be a what wife, but now it's to all.
I want more details here. What was it? A massacre?
Oh, it's a part of the mouth. Bone, something.
Tooth or something like that.
Oh, no, it's in here. It's down in the mandible.
He's pointing at his chin.
Yeah, down in the chin. They're real chompers. Oh, all right, my head's sore. Question five. As the music goes up even louder for the tiebreaker. How much could you win if you beat a greyhound as part of our race?
Super Snooper! Two bags! Yeah. 2 bags of sand, 2 grand.
Correct, Andrew. You're going to win the Schmacko's Beef Strip Quiz in the 58th episode of the Non Chasers. Well done, Andrew Gunner.
I'm very excited.
Oh, well done. Well done. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar. Better with age. Who are you going, Gunner? Let's wrap it up, mate.
Where was the one I liked?
I'll intervene. I'm going for race one Saturday night Cannington.
Ooh. Race one Saturday night?
Yeah.
Who you like?
I fancy the dog in trap four. The reason being, trap one swerves wildly right.
Yeah.
And this thing just cuts through the inside. He's kind of slow out, but he accelerates fairly quickly there.
Very good.
So I think he's going to get up the rail and take
naughty.
On the race.
I like it. Very good. Well, Gunnar, I'm going to cut you off the legs here, mate, and I'm going to go next. I'm going to do a little double. You know, with no such thing like winning form. And I'm going to continue to look. Going to continue to look in the rear vision mirror and enjoy myself. My double is it's going to be a favourites night over at Cannington. I'm going Tornado Tears to win the distance final into Black Orpium to win.
Old favourites, Gar Shagan.
That's right. So $1.55 times $2.20. Can we get the judge on that one, please? Anyone know that one? Quick math.
Somewhere just over the $3.30 mark, I would have thought.
Let's just go to the judge. I need official dividends here. $2.20 times $1.55 equals $3.41. I don't know you said it so eloquently. That's my selection, $100 full strength bet on that. Please, Gunner, who are you on?
One of the races that we'll cover in the Money Back Specials, race number three at Sandown, Miss Potential, on the each way basis, double figure odds, so I'll go 50 each-y.
Very nice, 50 each-y. You better get a winner soon. That's it.
What do you mean that's it? There's tons of segments we haven't covered yet.
Well, what have you bought segment today?
Oh, I thought we had money back specials. Are we doing any of that?
Well, yes, we've already covered that, mate.
Have we?
Yes.
I don't think we have.
We talked about it about
four minutes ago. Wink, wink. That's like when I call Mr. Johnson and hit my foot on the ground 3 times, you nod your head and say yes.
We did it only moments ago, mate. Yeah. Bush turkey. Anything else? Any final thoughts?
Well, on the subject of money back specials, you cannot go anywhere else except the sports bet shop. So You've always got your gallop.
Where's the sports bet shop?
On your app.
Oh,
on your desktop.
Wherever you want it to be.
On the mobile side.
On the dunny.
Yeah, yeah, well, absolutely. It could be
not in the car though.
No, not in the car unless you're in the passenger seat. Right. Which, that's perfectly seat, fine.
Or the boot. Yeah, you're locked in the boot.
Yeah, I still want Sportsbet to be set up in code so that when you're in the car with the lovely, you could just say, you know, 5 dozen roses, and that means I want 100 each way on the favourite at Cannington. But anyway, that's for artificial intelligence down the track.
Alexa,
that's right. You get Siri involved. So we've also got the York Festival is starting this week. So if you're up and watching the Ashes, we've got money back specials each night during the York Festival. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Like it.
We've also got big feature medium harness racing over the weekend. So get your money back specials there.
Harness.
Plus on top of all
off
the,
and pacing.
Plus all on top of what look you get. Great.
Andrew Gunner hosts the Harness podcast once and he's just crowbarring into the non-chasers.
Mate, I know nothing about greyhounds. I know even less about harness. And also you've got your Greyhound specials, which we touch on every week. So Thursday, Friday and Saturday night. And then also you've got your Gallop specials. So if you're a racing fan and a Sportsbet customer, don't go anywhere else. And if you're not a Sportsbet customer, I don't understand why not. So get involved.
Exactly right. What do you think of the new ads, Gunny? Are you a big fan?
I like them. And I've also been quite a fan of what the Grubs have been doing over there on the very Ashes. Good. So very entertaining.
Well done. Well
although
done.
They...
great media response.
They did they did peel into the English about granting passports to a few expats. And now that we've got Labuschagne in the team, I'm not sure that
well,
we can...
Well, he was born in
Was he?
Yeah, he was born.
You sure?
Yeah, he's old man. Or
I thought he was mother freaking South African, but
no, he's born here.
All right.
Well, for the sake of
for the sake of that joke,
for the sake of everything, he's born here. The only one who wasn't was Khawaja. Uzman.
The Uz.
The car charger.
Yep. The phone charger.
That's right. The koala. That's it, Kenny, mate. We're sort of just ping ponging here and just talking dross. Anything you want to just part ways with? I hear you are potentially going. Interstate this weekend?
Yeah, we're going
searching for love, I'm hearing.
Of a canine variety.
Yeah, we're going to Cannington Dogs on Saturday night for the Nationals.
Those two are going to come back in a body bag.
Wow, don't wish that upon old Kenny here. But no, mate, very exciting. Lovely part of the world. Rub shoulders with Pete O'Neill. You heard him before. He'll definitely go and have a jar or 15 with you. And then we'll see you back here next week on the Nun Chasers, and we'll do it all again, eh, boys?
Yeah, get into that emu lager, mate.
Ooh, bush chook.
Can't wait.
Very good. See you, boys. And as always, gamble responsibly, like, listen, subscribe to the Nun Chasers. Episode 59 next week. Hooroo.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we all knew he could fly.